Finally, this hour, there were two things that annoyed or exasperated legendary journalist and longtime London Sunday Times war correspondent Marie Colvin. First, that in a war zone, you could get injured and cut off and sometimes be unable to file your stories back to London or New York. She hated that. And second, that her reputation for courage and daring made her the focus of stories, distracting from the people, the innocent civilians who she sought to protect everywhere she went, from East Timor to Lebanon to Libya and finally Syria, where she died in a rocket attack in February of 2012 in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. Marie Colvin would be outraged if this segment did not begin by reminding everyone of the more than 100,000 civilians who have died in that civil war and by noting that under United Nations supervision, Syria's chemical weapons arsenal is being dismantled, a very preliminary but hopeful sign. With that out of the way, I can say how much I miss my friend Marie Colvin, knowing that she will not be too annoyed with me for excessive sentimentality. A keen talent for avoiding sentimentality of any kind is certainly one of the talents that made my next guest an ideal collaborator with Marie Colvin in her war assignments. Collaborator with Marie Colvin. That is a very rare club in this profession of journalism. Paul Conroy is a journalist and photographer and author of the new book, Under the Wire, Marie Colvin's Final Assignment. Welcome, Paul, to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having us on, John.
Paul, how hard of a story was this for you to tell, given all of the recovery that you've had to come through, given that you were in the same attack that Marie Colvin was in, the one that killed her?
I think writing the book was part of the recovery, to be honest. What happened in Homs when the rocket attack happened and Marie was killed, it was very sudden, it was out of the blue, and I never got a chance to say goodbye, essentially. So when I was brought out of Syria and I had the bad injuries, I couldn't walk, I was in a hospital bed. In essence, I brought Marie back to life, writing a book, you know, hopefully to show the world, you know, exactly what a character she was, what we'd lost. But I remember sitting writing and just going through virtually every conversation we had on that final assignment. So it was a great process, you know, for 6 months maybe while I was writing. I almost felt like I had Marie back.
At the moment that you understood that she was dead, you also understood that you possibly had a mortal injury. Just describe some of those details and then we'll move on to some of the bigger issues of why Marie Colvin is such an important character.
We were in the building that morning. We'd done a lot of interviews the night before, CNN, BBC, Channel 4. Really, as soon as we woke the next day, the attack started. They closed in with rockets and eventually found the target, and the bombardment of the house happened. Three rockets hit and we survived. And as the fourth rocket hit, I got my camera out thinking, I'll get a shot of this. This is the true horror of what these people are going through, the civilians, the women and children. As I picked the camera up, there was just an almighty bang. I stayed conscious, but I don't know how. And I just felt like a piece of stone, a rock had hit me like I'd been hit by a bit of masonry. But when I put my hand down to feel the wound, my hand just slipped through my leg. It went in one side and out the other side. And for the first 10 seconds, I actually did think, oh no, hospital food, this is going to be awful. You know, cold potatoes, lumpy gravy. And it was the most bizarre set of thoughts. And then I felt for the artery, checked that was okay because I knew, because it was a thigh wound, that I was in grave danger from that artery was cut, I was over. So I immediately put on a kefir, the Arab scarf that I was wearing around my leg, tried to put a tourniquet on. I was still losing blood, so I went to look for Marie. That was my immediate thought. Where's Marie now? I think I've saved my leg. And I fell, took two steps, maybe fell into the rubble, where sadly I fell next to Marie and Remy Oschlick, the French photographer, and they were both dead. But I further bleeding was happening from my leg, so I grabbed an Ethernet cable from in the rubble and put a second tourniquet on just to try and stem that flow of blood. I knew if I kept bleeding, I had minutes to live. So it was a very hectic few moments. I can feel it now as I talk about it.
Well, the remarkable story of how you got out, given those wounds, is told in this book, Under the Wire, Marie Colvin's Final Assignment. But at that moment that you knew she was dead, an era ended for world journalism, in a sense. Marie Colvin had no respect for the rules, the paperwork that was required to get past checkpoints, to get in and out. You were smuggled into Syria. Describe Marie's contempt for the rules of journalism.
Well, yeah, many of the rules say that we should never have been in that place in the first place. You know, I think any kind of piece of paper with health and safety written on it, you know, we were both kind of snigger at and make a joke of it. You know, we had no visas, but we knew that what was happening in Homs was a humanitarian crisis of the utmost degree. And there was nothing that would stop Marie. And I was of the same mind. So, you know, we went across with arms smugglers across the mountains illegally into Syria in the full knowledge that we'd been told by Lebanese Italian intelligence that if anybody was found, Western journalists in that area, they were to be executed and their body thrown on a battlefield. We knew all of this. And you know, pretty much everything said, do not go there. But, you know, Marie's passion and tenacity for a story was enough to override that. In this game, there are no rules when it comes to, if you want to get to the heart of that story and not see it as a geopolitical story, you know, the end results of war are the people on the ground. They are the people who suffer these results, and that is where Marie's heart was. She would break any rule to get past the bureaucracy and get to the heart of the story. She was the most tenacious person I've ever met.
How did she convey her invulnerability to the people around her, the people that she ordered around, and also her humor, the people who she made laugh hysterically in the midst of horror?
We were awful together for laughing, you know, but that's the way we kept each other going. But she would do it to other people. I remember in Libya, we tracked down the guy who found Gaddafi, the young lad who spotted them in the alcove, and he didn't want to talk. So Marie begins like, okay, she takes off her leather jacket and starts saying, here's a gift for you. And the guy's laughing and Marie's laughing and everyone around. She just broke the ice by taking off her jacket, saying, come on, take me jacket. And that way people got laughing. She was going, no, I'm serious, take it. And within 10 minutes, this young lad was sitting there telling the blow-by-blow account of just how he found Gaddafi. And I think anyone else could have approached that guy and tried every angle, but Marie spotted a way to do it, and that was a gift that she had. She saw that it was going to be a tricky one, and she spotted that nook and went for it.
Marie laughed in a bittersweet way about some of the deficiencies in her personal life and how much of a loner she ended up being. And you make a few comments about the perils of your own personal life. Was she lonely at the end? And is there any chance that your personal life is going to improve over the next couple of years?
I think that's one of the last lines in the book. My personal life remains one of the most dangerous places for a journalist to operate. I think there's something about the job we do and the type of personalities that do this job. I mean, Marie had a wonderful circle of friends in the States and in England. But, you know, she was driven to do this job. And, you know, it was a lonely job. You know, if you don't have the ability to take a step back from home and friends and all the comforts and want to go out there knowing that it's going to be a lonely period, then I don't think you can do the job as Marie did it. I think that was one of the connections that really made us a good team, was we both had the ability to do that. And I think, yes, sometimes your personal life does suffer as a consequence of that.
Paul Conroy is the author of Under the Wire, Marie Colvin's Final Assignment. Paul, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, John.
We'll end this hour with a thought of the people of Syria, trapped in a war that continues, vulnerable even now. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.